The following Daf Yomi recording begins with today's Daf from the 13th International Cycle. It's followed by a very fast review of the Daf that allows you to listen to the whole Daf within 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by exactly the same Daf at greater length, deeper explanations, and with a different group of people, either from the previous 12th cycle or even the 11th, and sometimes even the 10th. Masechet Beitza, brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Yud Zayin. And we're holding on the second line on the Daf, Tana Rabbana. Yom Tov Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat. Well, this is very timely, because after all, there is a Shabbat Chol HaMoed coming up, and we'll have to decide how to say our tefillot. And so we have a machloket. Beit Shammai Omrim, Mitpalel Shemona, Lomer Shal Shabbat B'fnei Atzma V'Shal Yom Tov B'fnei Atzma. So if it's really Yom Tov, you'd have to say, instead of the Birkat Sheva, which is, of course, the Amidah on Shabbat, and the Amidah on Yom Tov, suddenly we get a Tfilat Shmona, because we need one bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mikadesh HaShabbat, and we need another bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mikadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. That gives us eight brachot. So says Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel Omrim. No. Mitpalel Sheva. Now you are matchil b'shel Shabbat. So you say at Yom HaShabbat Azov, at Yom Chag HaPesach, so on. And then you're also misayim b'shel Shabbat. So according to Beit Hillel, you just mentioned Shabbat at the beginning. You mention only Shabbat at the end, according to this vision. And you say Kedushat Hayom, mentioning the Atavach Artanu, and so on, Biyom Chag HaPesach Hazeh, in the middle. But the actual bracha opens and closes with Shal Shabbat, and you don't say Mikadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, you only say Mikadesh HaShabbat. Obviously, we don't do either of those. Rabbi Omer, Af Chotemba Mikadesh HaShabbat V'Yisrael Vazmanim, which is what we do. Toni Tanaka Medi Ravina. Why don't you say Mikadesh Yisrael v'Hashabbat v'Azmanim? And that's how he said it, which was wrong. Said Ravina to him, Omar le, Otu Shabbat Yisrael mekachile, v'Hashabbat mekachav kaima. It's not that we need first Mikadesh Yisrael and then comes the Kedushat Shabbat. Kedushat Shabbat came before Yisrael. So that was the Kedusha in Maaseh V'Reshit. So that's the Minucha of Yom HaShvi'i v'Yikacheu. And therefore, we have to mention Shabbat first. Then you mention Yisrael. And Yisrael, or Mekadesh, the Chodesh, and Beit Din, they are the ones who are Mikra'e Kodesh. They call out the Kedusha on the Yomim Tovim. And therefore, the correct way to say it is, Ela Ema Mekadesh HaShabbat, Yisrael V'Azmanim. And that was the correct way to understand Rabbi. Omer of Yosef, indeed, Halakha Rabbi, that's how we paskin. And not the way that Tana tried saying it, but rather Kiratoritz Ravina, as Ravina said, Rabbi meant precisely Mikadesh Shabbat Yisrael Vazmanim. Tana Rabbanan, Shabbat Shechal Yot Barosh Chodesh, Obecholo Shel Moed. Now, how do you like that? What an amazing coincidence. Here we are, Shabbat Chol HaMoed. Well, it does happen every once in a while. You know, maybe it's not totally amazing. So, Arvit V'Shacharit U'mincha, mitpalel sheva, you say your normal tefillah of Shabbat, which is a tefillah sheva, and then you add me'in hanehura, which is you say yale v'yavo, in avodah, which is ritzei, avodat amcha Yisrael, which of course is what we do. And im lo amar, machazirim oto. If you forget to say me'in hanehura, you have to go back and say your tefillah sheva again. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, you never say the Me'orah in Ritzei. You always say the Me'orah in Hoda'ah. So just like you would say Ala Nisim in Hoda'ah, which is right after Modim, before you say the Birchat Lecha Tov Lahodot, you say Ala Nisim. So too, that would be the proper place to say the Yale V'Yavo. So it's perfect. Actually, of course, there are two inyanim in that relationship to the chag. One is the idea of the korbanot chag. The other is the thankfulness at participating in the ability to bring those korbanot on the chag and to eat the korbanot, and that's exactly what we do on the Seder Shel Pesach. We say, lefichach anachnu chayavim lahodot lehallel, on what? Shegiyanu b'alayla zeh lechol bo matzah u'maror. And we pray that there should be opportunities to eat min hazvachim asher yagiyu damam al kir mizbachacha. So that means that the elements of hoda'ah and the elements of avodah are really profoundly interrelated. So the question over here is whether precisely to view the Yaleh V'Yavot as an avoda issue or to view it specifically as a hoda'ah issue. So where there's no korbanot, such as on Purim and on Chanukah, we focus only on the hoda'ah. Where there is hoda'ah coupled to avodah, and the proof of the relationship is in the fact that we don't say Hallel on Pesach because there's no new avodah. I mean, we say the minag of the, you know, the phony Hallel when we leave stuff out, but that's just a minag. That's not minadin. So indeed, we don't say hoda'ah where there's no new avodah. There's no new korban musa. So obviously the two are very, very deeply related, right? It's a subtle machloket, therefore, where we should put it. And it just turns out that Hanukkah and Purim are the equivalent of all other chagim, at least according to Rebbe Eliezer. You always say Yala V'Yovo where you say Yala Nisim. And we argue on him where there is avodah. Where there's no avodah, obviously there's no choice but to say it in hoda'ah. What the day is about, whether it's about Yom Rosh Hashanah Hazeh, Yom Chag HaMatzot Hazeh, something of the event. The event is Chag HaPesach. Mention Chag HaPesach, Sama, Matzot, or mentioned Sukkot, and so on.
In Yom
Rosh
Hashanah.
Yeah.
Is that what it means?
Yes, that's precisely, not Be'erach. It's precisely what it means. It's talking about Yala V'Yavah, and the question is where to say Yala V'Yavah.
So the word Me'orah is like Iruah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What the day is, what is the event?
And the Rebbe made a comment about Pesach, the Hallel on Pesach being Derabanan, because there's
not being Derabanan, being a Minhag. After the first day, we don't say Hallel.
Right, but we do what, for Rosh Chodesh, there is an Avodah. But it's still a Chetzi Hallel.
What?
But it's only a Chetzi
Hallel. Yes, because it's a combination of the Chag. The Gemara goes through this. Combination of Yisur Melacha together with the Korban. Uba Musafim, where you come to the Korban. Musaf, what do you do there? Well, you're Matchil B'Shal Shabbat, Misayim B'Shal Shabbat, and you say Kiddushat Hayom Be'emtza, which is the idea of mentioning that today is the such and such a day as well. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko, omrim komakom shuzkak l'sheva matchil b'shal Shabbat u'misayim b'shal Shabbat v'omer kiddushat hayom be'emtza. Even in the other tefillot, even for shacharit, even for mincha, even for ma'ariv, you always mention Shabbat, and the kiddushat hayom comes in the middle of that tefillah, which is not the way we paskin Amar Avuna in halacha koto azug, but rather we paskin like the Tanakama, who just said Arvit Shacharitu Mincha Mitpalel Sheva. You don't mention the Me'orah in the tefillah, you mention the Me'orah in Avodah, or we had the other shita, you mention it in the Hoda'ah, but we certainly do not intrude in the Brocha, in the tefillah itself, to mention the other thing that we're talking about, whatever it is, the Yom Tov, the Rosh Chodesh, and so on. We do not mention in the middle of the tefillah. Om Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, Miniach Adam Eruvei Techumim Miyom Tov L'Chaveiro Matne. As we saw before, as opposed to the case that we had yesterday, which was the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which I consider to be a Kedusha Achat, and therefore you can't make it tonight and say, if today is really Rosh Hashanah, so tonight, tomorrow my Erev should be Chal, and if tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah today, you can't do that on Rosh Hashanah, because there's no such thing as really Rosh Hashanah. Both days are really Rosh Hashanah. But if you live in the Galut, and you're keeping a day, extra day, as a Safek, then you would be allowed to put your Erev Tavshir in, and you would say, if the real day of the first day of Pesach is today, so then I want my Erev to be Chal tomorrow, which is not really Pesach. And if today was really was not really Pesach, then I want my Erev to be Chal today, and tomorrow, whatever I say, means nothing. Because, of course, I wouldn't make an Erev on Pesach. And that way, it's okay. So, you'd be allowed to do that. Omar Rava, Miniach Adam Eruve Tafshilin, Yom Tov L'Chaviro, Umatne, you can make an Erev Tafshilin also. So, you have 2 days before Shabbat. So, you can say that I want to make my Erev for Shabbat before Yom Tov. Now, maybe today is before Yom Tov, you know, because maybe tomorrow is really the Yom Tov. Or maybe, actually, tomorrow is Chol. If tomorrow is Chol, then obviously I don't need the Erev Tafshilin. So when it comes to Erev Tafshilin, it's much easier. You don't have to make a try. If today is the real Yom Tov, and if tomorrow is the real Yom Tov, because if today is the real Yom Tov, I don't need an Erev Tafshilin at all. But when it comes to the Eruv Etrumim, obviously I need to be koveya where my Makom Shvita is over there. I'm going to have to make an actual condition. If I can do that, Yom Tov L'Chaver U'Matne. Now, the difference, of course, is according to Rava, you can only do this on an Eruv Tafshilin. If you hold even Eruv Etrumim, like Reb Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav said, for sure, the Erev Tafshilin, for sure you could do it, because, I mean, over there it may not be Yom Tov at all. Man Yomer Erev Tafshilin, he means only Erev Tafshilin, and not Erev Techumim. Why? Because Erev Techumim, you would have to be Konesh Vita on Yom Tov. So even if it's a Yom Tov Derabbanan, you're not allowed to be Kena. Even if it's at the Safek, you can't be Kena Shvita on today. So, sir. But Shane Kena, obviously, Erev Tafshilin. If it's not Yom Tov, it's nothing. I don't need the Erev Tafshilin at all. So, my time, why would it be prohibited to do a Ruvei Techumim? Delamikne Shvita b'Shabbatah. You can't be Kona. Here, Shabbatah doesn't mean Shabbat. It means the Kedushat Shabbat in Yom Tov. They were not matir, even mitzad asafek. So because we'll allow you to make this tanai for Erev Tafshilin, the tanai of Erev Tafshilin is because be'etzem, the whole idea, is for Kavod Shabbat. So the Ikra din today, you wouldn't need it at all. You don't need to go through a mice of a kinyan. So we're not going to answer doing an Erev Tafshilin for the Kavod of Shabbat because of the Safek Yantan. Oh, the whole thing is a different mechanism. Turn around on it. Einofin miyom tov lechaveiro. Be'emet amru. Now you're not allowed to cook even from one day, which is it's a suffix yom tov, from one day of yom tov to the next day of yom tov. You don't say, oh well, it's okay. It's all would all be it would all be okay. Now there's another girsa over here that says einofin miyom tov leShabbat and kal v'chomer miyom tov lechol. And it's not talking about miyom tov lechaveiro. Be'emet amru, and this is a Kabbalah everybody accepts, la'alocha mimal'a isha kol ha'kidera basar afa b'sheni tzicha l'alchaticha achat. Even though, when it comes to Shabbat, where you have something that is mutter to do, you cannot be mosif shiuri. Let's say you have somebody who's ill, chas v'shalom, and you need to cook on Shabbat. You can't say, well, I'm already going to be cooking, let me cook. I'll cook two chickens instead of one. Oh, and that way we'll all have chicken. Can't do that. But on Yom Tov, even though the heter of achilas, of doing a malacha for ochel nefesh, is only for ochel nefesh, but it's kol nefesh. And there's no inyan to be memayit. As long as you're not doing extra tirach as a separate act, you're doing one act of cooking. So if the pot contains three chickens or one chicken, it really makes no difference. You turn on the fire, it's same turning on the fire, or putting the pot on the fire, whatever it is. So therefore, you could be memal'an, be mosif, completely. Because there's no iser in the actual act. On Shabbos, we're being doch, an actual iser. So each piece is a different iser. Furthermore, even a nachtom, according to the Tanna Kamma, could be memale nachtom, who's a professional baker, chavit shel mayim, afa pishenot tzarich ela lekiton echad. Now he utilize a lot of water in the baking process. He's making a whole giant thing of water, and that's okay, even though he may only need one pitcher for aval afut. If he's going to be baking, he can't bake more than he needs, because if he's going to bake, each particular challah requires additional tircha. You know, you got to braid it, you got to make it look nice, and so on. So that would be prohibited because that's additional tircha, which gives a focus of not being docha yontif on more than is actually going to be used on yontif. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, an isha can be mamal'ah her entire oven with challah, because the more challah there is in a small oven, the more the heat is evenly dispersed in that oven, and because of that, it bakes better, in which case it's allowed for the pot that you do need to be mosif the pot that you don't need, because the pot that you don't need ends up baking the pot that you do need. In which case, it's all the tzorach holcha nefesh of today. Mipnei shahapat ne'efet yafeh bizman shatanur malei. Omar Rava, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Iboyle, our question next is, what about mi shelo hiniach eruvei tafshile? Is it that hu ne'esar, and it's asur for him to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbat, and anything that he would have cooked, let's say his kemach, is also asur because he didn't provide for it to be cooked on Yom Tov for Shabbat? O dilma hu ne'esar, ve'im kimcho ne'esar. Maybe it's just a din that he's not allowed to cook, but his kemach is okay. L'may nafkamina laknuye kimcho la'acherim. Whether can he give his kemach to other people to bake for him? Now this is a machloket Rashi and Tosfos. How to be gores here? So our girsa is yamrit hu ne'esar v'kimcho ne'esar, and this is Rashi's girsa. If in fact his kemach is also osur for him, then he would have to give that kemach to somebody else. The kinyan is yours, and then that person would be able to bake and give him some of the things that he baked. Obviously, somebody else can bake for you if he has a eruv. Tosfos says, no, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, if kimcho ne'esar, so how does giving it away make it mutter? I don't understand. Once his kemach is ne'esar, so then that means that you're saying not that it's an isra on the person, it's an isra on the kemah. Maybe some type of mukta idea, since you know this is set aside not to use. So what good is it to give it to somebody? Therefore, sisters, I don't think this is the correct girsa. It should be the girsa like the Bahagis Gorit, that if you tell me hu ne'esar, the ein kimcho ne'esar, then you can give your kemach to somebody else to cook for you. The opposite of our girsa. But if you hold the kemach is ne'esar, then you can't even give it to somebody else to cook for you. And somebody else would have to use their own kemach and give it to you. So, all right, but we'll read Rashi's gear. See, yamatu ne'esar ve'en kimcho ne'esar lo tzorech laknei kimcho la'acherim. According to Rashi, there wouldn't even be a need. Somebody could come into your kitchen, take your kemach, and bake for you. By the way, just to remind you, you remember that before we said, and we were actually like it from the pasuk, et asher tefu tofu efo, veta tevashelo, right? Bishlo tevashelo, which is mashma, like the mandi armor that we brought yesterday, that says, ein bevashlim ela ala mevushal, ein ofim ela ala fui. Which means that the type of activity that you're going to be doing is defined by the type of Erev, or defines the type of Erev you should leave. If you're planning on doing Afiya, then your Erev has to consist of something Afui. If you're planning on doing Bishul, then your Erev has to consist of something that's Mevushal. If you're planning on doing both Afiya and Bishul, then you would need to have both a pot and Bishul. Now, even though, this is a big machlokas, how we paskin on this, even though, Lamaisa, we said before that, according to Beit Hillel, a person can do kol tzrachav, he's mevashel, he can do kol tzrachav. But there's one sheet of the Tosfos that holds that kol tzrachav means any type of food, not any type of preparation. So, in other words, according to that, the Tanakhama was saying, well, you know, if you're going to be cooking potatoes, you got to leave potatoes. You're going to be cooking chicken, you got to leave chicken. If you're going to be doing both, you got to have chicken and potatoes. Because whatever you're going to be oisking, that's what you're going to be putting in your Erev. And the Beit Hillel says, no, it doesn't matter. But it doesn't mean it doesn't matter whether you're going to bake or whether you're going to cook. It matters if you're going to bake or you're going to cook. And therefore, when we said before, you don't make an Erev with bread, that was for someone who doesn't intend to bake. But if you intend to bake, then you would need to have an Erev of bread. And indeed, that's how the Tosfos paskins. And because of that, lechatchila, we do take bread. Lomaisa, if you don't intend to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbat, you don't really need to leave the bread in the Erev. And even if you forgot to leave any bread in the Erev, b'diavad, we certainly don't paskin like Tosfot, is Machayavas Bedafka to leave a fui for afia. Okay, but it's a fascinating thing. So we're saying over here, we were starting to talk about afia, because we were talking about Kimcho Ne'asar and so on, it could die to point that out. Anyway, what happens, says the Gemara, if he did not leave an Erev Tafshirin? So is he allowed to bake? Is he allowed to cook? And he's not even allowed to be matmin ochlin lolo velo laacherim and lo acherim ofim umevashlim lo. Furthermore, people can't go in and bake apparently with his things for him. So what is there to do? Ketzad hu oseh makne kimcho laacherim. He has to give his things away and then ofim lo. And according to Rashi, and according to Tosfos, because if kimcho is nesar, he couldn't give it away, according to Tosfos. There's two very different ways of, right, but it means you can't go into his house and say, okay, I'll take care of this for you. No.
Your own stuff, I can just
you definitely could. Apparently it's a getter of muktzah. So they asked it because once you didn't do it and you didn't prepare it, you can't use your own things either. But if it's somebody else's, oh, you can use it. Mo'adim l'simcha. The wrong egg? You mean the egg is only supposed to go under your bed, not in the tires of your car, because then when it hits the side, it smashes. No wonder he had a flat. I assume that's what he meant. Wrong egg. Nope. So, actually try that. You know, maybe it's a whole new approach to fixing a tire. Question of bait session on the Beyonce. Put it under your bed. Would you use it to fix a flat?
Probably not.
We should not be zeker to try it. Iboilo. The next question we have is, how about if a guy went ahead and actually cooked or baked without an Erev Tafshilin? Is the food prohibited? If you were to tell me that Ein Kimcho Ne'asar, perhaps, what about the food that he baked without leaving his Erev? Is that Ne'asar? Toshma. Mi shelo hiniach Eruvei Tafshilin, Ketzad hu oseh. It says over here he has to give his kemach to somebody else, and that other person, Acherim ofim lo, umevashlim lo. But, I mean, why, if we're talking about what happens if you don't make an Erev, so why doesn't it say, and if he went ahead and baked on his own, b'diavad, he could eat it? Apparently, because you can't, right? V'yita litne avar v'yafam mutar. What kind of diuk is that, for heaven's sake? The Tana's talking about the correct thing to do. He's not talking about somebody who does the incorrect thing. He's saying, if you didn't do the Erev, the correct thing to do is have somebody else cook for you. Well, and therefore, he's supposed to say, you know, with a wink, wink, you know, but if you went ahead and did it, you'd be allowed to eat it. No, the Tana doesn't do those kind of things. And therefore, Tana takanta de hetera katani. He's only talking about things that are okay. He's not talking about doing things that are not okay. Takanta de yisura lo katani. So from here, no proof. Tashma. Mi sheiniach eruvei tafshilin. Hare ze ofeh, umevashel, umatmin, and... Im ratza le'echol et eruvo, harishut biyado. The guy wants to eat his Erev. He doesn't need it to be able to cook. He's allowed to eat his Erev. The Erev is not something that becomes osur and miyuchad only to have on Shabbos after it was already used. And furthermore, he doesn't have to worry about, but I made a bracha, now what if I don't use it? That it turns out to be a bracha levatala. It's not a bracha levatala. At the time that you made it, you needed it. Maybe. It's also you need to make an Erev. If you end up not using it, so what? You did the mitzvah of Asiyas Erev. That's not a problem.
Right.
So when you make a bracha with the intention of doing something, then it turns out that you don't feel like it. Let's say you washed
but
for bread.
Not even forgotten.
You washed for bread. Sher kedishanu b'mitzvotav etzivanu al netilat yadayim. And then you walk over to the table. I really don't feel like eating bread. I'm so fat. So then, you don't have to eat the bread. It's about, what do you mean? You just washed. You just made a bracha. I made a bracha because I intended to eat bread. If you intend to eat bread, you need to wash. You're mekayim the mitzvah. Now you decided not to eat bread. Well, you have to eat the bread. So that retroactively, it turns out you really didn't need to wash. Only if you have OCD. I see that look in your eyes. There you go.
What if you made a motzi?
That's a problem.
No, never mind.
Then it's on the hanaah per se, and not on the mitzvah. Good. All right. So therefore, there's no problem. Eat to your heart content. But suppose you ate it and then you said, oh, "I forgot. I needed to make a cholent." Tough. Hareza loyal fe veloya vashel veloyat mean lolo velola cherim velola cherino finim of ashlim lo. Now, of course, you could always make a cholent for yontiv if you're the kind of guy that likes to eat early cholents, and if any was left over for Shabbat, that would be okay. So then, imo tir hotir la Shabbat ubavachelo yarim. Well, let's not play games. You can't pretend. Yarim ha'arama. So you say, okay, I'm going to make this cholent for Yontif. Oops, ooh, look at this. Oh, all this cholent left over. Well, I guess we'll have to eat it on Shabbos. No, that you can't do. And here is the clue to the answer. Ve'im harim asur. So what do you see? If you went ahead and did not have an Eruv and you cooked, you cannot eat it. And that was your question. Omer Ravashi, no. Ha'aramaka amret. Doing something b'harama is worse than doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
Right?
Care to elaborate?
Yes. Because when you do something b'harama, you fool yourself and others. Right? So you people seeing it think, oh, okay, you know, you can make cholent without. So they don't know whether there was an intent to be. But worse is, you won't do teshuvah. You'll never do teshuvah, right? So people can learn from you, and you can't fix yourself. There are no heuristics. You walk away with a big smile on your face. So we did okay, because you end up fooling yourself, right? And that's the song in The King and I. I whistle a happy tune, the happiness, right? And I fool myself. I'm trying to fool others, but I'm not fooling myself. So that's mamish. If you fool yourself, you're much worse off than if you do it on purpose and know that you're doing something wrong. When you know you're doing something wrong, you can fix it. But if you think you're okay, then you'll always be not okay. And therefore, shiny ha'arama, de'achmiru barabana tvei bimezit. It's worse to do things barama than to go straight out and say, who needs an Erev? I'll cook anyway. That you might be able to eat. But putting on that big smile, look at my tzitzit, and then going ahead and pretending that it's okay, that is worse.
Are we talking about doing something knowing that it's wrong, but
no,
rationalizing
that's
it out?
What's interesting, is apparently the guy has fooled himself. Because otherwise, what do you mean, Bahrama? If you know that you don't intend to eat the cholent today, so then it's amazing. If you really think you're going to eat the cholent today, so then there's no harama. Ella, the only pshat is, b'harama, is that you fool yourself into believing that, well, that there's always a chance I might eat the challah today.
I might eat it.
But you really think, you know, it's not so bad, you know.
It's a half hour before Shkia, but, you know.
There's actually a minute to be back. The mitpalel, the arvit of Shabbat, early when Erev Shabbat is a Yontov, because that way people won't wait till the last minute and cook, because they're actually not allowed to be Samech on the Erev if you hold of the Yitzhar of Hachana, which Tosfos says earlier at the beginning of Masechta, if you're not allowed to be making from Shabbos, from Yontov to Shabbos. So how can we be Matir Hachana, which is an Yitzhar Dioraita? Remember, that's Rabba's Diyag. It's an Yitzhar Dioraita, Tovmo. Which is an Yisr D'Oraita, unless there's a way out of the Yisr D'Oraita. What's the way out of the Yisr D'Oraita? That since Hoyo, that's the heter of Hoyo, since you're allowed to do it for Yom Tov, in case Iklu'u Orchim, maybe guests will show up, you never know. So Mamel, I'm cooking. If guests don't come, I'll have it for Shabbat. So that's Hoyo Ve'im Iklu'u Orchim, therefore it's Mutter. But if it's only 5 minutes before Shabbos, the guests are not going to be showing up.
For Chag. That's what we're talking about, guests for the Chag.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So therefore, you're not really allowed to be Samech on the Erev either, because the Erev is only good, but Rabbonim, because you handled the D'Oraita. If you didn't handle the D'Oraita, what good is the Erev? So because of that, many places daven early so people won't get caught in thinking, oh, it's okay, I'll do a last minute, you know, put this up, which people usually do right before Shabbos. Take care of this, take care of that. But you're not allowed to do it right before Shabbos. It's quite a complex sugya. Fine. Anyway, so far we don't have a solution, because this only tells us that Ha'arama is Osir. It doesn't tell us if you cook B'mezid, it's Osir. And Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, this doesn't prove anything anyway, because it might be going Alibet Hananya, and Hananya, Alibet Beit Shammai, the Tanya Hananya Omer, that Beit Shammai Omrim, that Ein Ofin Elim Ken Irev Bepat, Vein mevashlim ela im ken yirev betafshil, vein tomnim ela im ken ayu chamim temunim mi'erev yom tov, ubeit yilel omrim, you could be ma'arev betafshil echad, vosebo kol tzorcho, and this is where we have the machloket I told you earlier, between the Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam. Actually, the Ri disagrees, but the Ri says, look, it's my uncle. You know, I can't bring myself to, even though I disagree, I can't bring myself, halacha lemaisa, to bake on Erev Tavshilin that didn't have pot. My uncle says you needed pot. So because of that, he was even machmer for himself. So as I said, we pask in l'chatchila, try indeed to be machmer. And he understands the machloket Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, not about what act you do, but what type of food you do the act to. All right, so that's all that Beit Hillel means, according to Rabbeinu Tam. In which case, we have no raya, because perhaps this is Hananya, who is very machner, be'eravin. So therefore, maybe that's why it says, im heri mitzalser. But we don't have a raya yet. The truth is, we never end up bringing a raya. And so we're left with the question, most paskin lakula, that it would be mut. Anyway, going on along now, seeing if we can bring any other raya tonight. Hame'aser peirotav b'shabbat b'shogeg yochal b'mezid lo yochal. This seems to be the same situation. Guy had tevel. He's not allowed to eat on Shabbat. He's not allowed to take off terumot ma'asrot. But he does, similar to cooking for Shabbat, with his Erev. And we want to know, look, do we really make a guy starve on Shabbos? Or do we say, well, you did it already, you might as well have a nice Shabbos meal. And here it says, no, you can't. So apparently you wouldn't be able to eat your food if you cooked without an Erev either. Says the Gemara, no. It's no proof, because lo tzricha to eat le'peri achrine. Maybe here it's talking about that you you had other perot. But indeed, if you don't have anything to eat, and this is your food, maybe you would be able to. Toshma hamat bil kelav b'shabbat b'shogeg yishtamesh b'hem b'mezid lo yishtamesh b'hem. What are you going to do? All your dishes, you got this new set of dishes, you go on your table on Shabbat, set your table, and somebody comes in and says, how come these dishes smell like the mikveh?
That's reason enough.
So it says over here that the halakha is, if you want to eat your tevel, then you're not allowed to eat them b'mezid. So that would be the same thing if you cooked. You did an isser, you're not allowed to serve the food either. No. Maybe it's talking about over here that you have other dishes. See, we're not preventing you from having your Sudat Shabbat. So lo tzricha, that you eat b'mani achrine. Or, you know, when it comes to dishes or something, you always borrow dishes and give them back. But, I mean, when it comes to food, well, you're going to find somebody that has enough extra food for your family. I mean, that's not so poshut. So, memela, we can't rely on that. Doesn't matter. We're looking for Darabonin, and hopefully it's Darabonin, because otherwise we won't have a riot, as we'll see from the next case. If we're Machmon, there are those who tell you that it's more than just the Rimas, but Mikra, then it's Darabonin. What about, we had a mice like this. Yeah, Mamash had a mice like this, where Donnie, my son-in-law, brought over the guys from Reshit, you know, to be downstairs. And they always bring the whole Shabbat with them. They left the Shabbat in Beit Shemesh. They had nothing.
The food?
They left all the food. They came here. They forgot the guys were supposed to pack the truck, whatever.
I thought you packed it.
All of that. So they forgot to put in the food, you know? And here it is. They arrive. It's like 20 minutes before Shabbat. There's no time to go back. There's no place to get. He walks in. He asks my wife, I got 30 fries or nothing to eat. She took out the entire Shabbos. She had an extra. She had so much extra food for 30 guys.
This is an amazing story. This is typical.
Years later, there's this congressman from Florida. He happened to be in the Rova visiting and so on. Barney introduces him. He says, you're the one whose wife had the 30 guys. Apparently his kid was one of these considerations. So the story went over. But normally, it's rather difficult to find food for 30 people.
Now we know who to call when we don't have any food.
Yeah, that's true. People do all the time. Right? Yeah. Okay, so Mamela, from here, we don't have a riot either. Well, what about the famous case? Hamavashel b'Shabbat tashma. Hamavashel b'Shabbat b'shogeg yochal b'mezid lo yochal. Here says, if you cook on Shabbat, you're not allowed to eat it if it was done b'mezid. Yeah, but of course, that's it. It's a dioraita. That's chamur. It's sort of the Shabbat shine, but we're talking about cooking without an eruv. Beit Shammai omrim. So here's our machlokas in the Mishnah. Beit Shammai says shnei tavshilin. Beit Hillel says tavshil achad. And everybody's moda that if you got a little eggy on the fish, that for sure is considered to be shnei tavshilin. Now that girsa in our Mishnah is doloki haitana. Does not actually work consistently with the way that Reb Shimon ben Elazar says in the Braita, where it says the Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, no, modim Beit Shammai or Beit Hillel al shnei tavshilin shetzarich. That's wrong. Actually, both agree that you do need shnei tavshilin, and the machloket is whether a dag ubeitza shalav is considered to be shnei tavshilin. That's the point. So aman nechalaku. Oh, beit dag ubeit sasha alav. Tse beit shamay omrim shnei tafshilin. Ubeit hilel omrim tafshil echad. But the right gear is about what do they agree on. It's not if there's a little bit of egg on the fish. It's if you grind up an egg and you fill the fish with the egg. That is considered to be shnei tafshilin, but not you pour some raw egg over a fish, which is bottled to the fish. That's not shnei tafshilin. But if you're mefarper beitza, v'noten l'toch hagag, or you're merasik kaplutot, v'notan l'toch hagag. So you go ahead and you take leeks, you grind up some yummy leeks, put them into the fish. Of course, that's shnei tafshilin. It's filled, what do you call it, stuffed fish.
Gefilte fish.
So the stuffing is considered to be the, I mean, no, here it's referring to carp, not gefilte.
Yeah, but it's
one inside the other.
Yeah. As opposed to what's normally called gefilte fish, which is really gehackt.
Gehackt, yeah.
Chopped,
right. Which are Shein Shnei Tafshilin. They're about Omar Rava. Okay, but Halacha Lamaisa, it goes like our Mishnah, like Beit Hillel, you only need Tafshil Echa. Oklo, and that works out according to Tosfot as well, because if you're going to be cooking, you don't need to have anything else. Oklo, if you ate the Erev, or the Erev walked away from the fridge, Oshavad, Areza, Lo Yevashelalav, then you can't use it. Omer Abaye Naktinan, however, La Halacha, we accept that if you already started and you're in the middle of baking and then one of the kids goes and eats the Erev, that then you can continue and complete it, because then it's all considered to be one act of Achronon. Tana Rabba, Yom Tov Shekal V'yot V'Shabbat Beit Shammai Amrim Mitpalel Shmone V'Omer Shal Shabbat B'fnei Atzma V'Shayim Tov B'fnei Atzma U'Beit Hillel Amrim Mitpalel Sheva Matchil B'Shal Shabbat Et Yom HaShabbat Hazeh U'Misayim B'Shal Shabbat V'Kadesh HaShabbat V'Omer Kedushat Hayom Ata V'Chartanu Mikol Amim Be'emtza. Rabbi Omer, no, afchotem ba b'kadesh haShabbat Yisrael v'hazmanim. Tani Tanak Amid Ravina b'kadesh Yisrael v'hashabbat v'hazmanim. Omar lei otu Shabbat Yisrael mekadshile haShabbat b'kadesh v'kaima. Ela ema b'kadesh haShabbat Yisrael v'hazmanim. Om Rav Yosef, that is the halacha. Halacha k'Rabbi uchiratoritz Ravina. Tani Rabban on Shabbat shechal liot b'rosh chodesh o b'cholashom moed. Arvit, v'shacharit, u'mincha, mitpalel sheva, which is the normal tefillah of Shabbat, v'omer yala v'yovo, me'ina me'ora be'avoda, v'im lo amar, machzirin oto. Rabbi Eliezer, amir b'hoda'a, u'b'musafim, v'atchil b'shal Shabbat, u'misayim b'shal Shabbat, v'omer kedushat ayom be'emtza. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmo, ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brok, omrim, kol makom shuzkak l'sheva, even the other tefillot, matchil b'shal Shabbat, u'misayim b'shal Shabbat, v'omer kedushat ayom be'emtza, om ravuna, no, ein halacha k'oto hazot. Om ravchi barashi amara, miniach adam eruvei techumim, miyom tov l'chavero, if it's a shnei yamim shel goluyot, u'matne. Om ravva miniach adam eruvei tavshilim, miyom tov l'chavero, u'matne. Only eruvei tavshilim. So Mandi Omer Eruvei Techumim, Koshiken Eruvei Tavshilin. Mandi Omer Eruvei Tavshilin, Avol Eruvei Techumim Lo. My time the Lamak Nishvita B'Shabbata, even if it's only Mitzad HaSafek, Lo. Tana Rabbana, Ein Ofi Miyom Tov, here it says Miyom Tov L'Shabbat, Kavuchomer Miyom Tov L'Chol. Be'emet Amru. Mimal'a Isha Kolakter Abbasar, אף על פי שאינה צריכה אלא לחתיכה אחת ממלא נחתום חבית של מים, אף על פי שאינו צריך אלא לכיתון אחד, אבל לאפות אינו אופה אלא מה שצריך לו. רבי שמעון בן אלעזר אומר ממלא אישה כל התנור פת, מפני שהפת נאפית יפה בזמן שהתנור מלא. אומר רב הלוך כרבי שמעון בן אלעזר, איבוילו, מי שלא הניח עירובי תבשימן, הוא נאסר וכמחו נאסר, עוד יום הוא נאסר ואין כמחו נאסר. לא, מה אין אף כמינה? והקנויה כמחו לאחרים, which according to Rashi means he would have to give his כמח לאחרים, which according to Tosfos means he could give כמחו לאחרים. זה יאמת הוא נאסר וכמחו נאסר, then צריך להקנויה כמחו לאחרים, which only works like Rashi. According to Tosfos would mean אינו יוכל להקנות כמחול אחר. ויאמר הוא נאסר ואין כמחול נאסר, לא צריך להקנות כמחול אחר, according to Tosfos, that's when he needs to be בהקנות כמחול אחר. מה? תשמע. מי שלא הניח עירובי תבשילין, הרי זה לא יופה ולא יבשל ולא יטמין. לא לו ולא לאחרים, ולא אחרים אפילו מבשלים לו. כיצד הוא עושה? מקנה כמחול אחרים, והם אופים לו, מבשלים לו. שמע אמינו, according to Rashi, הוא נאסר וכמחו נאסר, שמע מן הקוראים את התוספות, הוא נאסר ואין כמחו נאסר, שמע מן ה... יבואי לו, עבר ויפה, without an ערב תבשילין, מה? תשמע מי שלא הניח עירובי תבשילין, כיצד הוא עושה? מקנה כמחו לאחרים ואחרים לא מאופים לא מבשרים לו. ואי איתה, that it's mutter if he's over, ליתנה, עבר ויפה מותר. Omra Vada Barmata, come on, Tana Takanta de Terakatani. He's not interested in telling you what to do if you're not going to do it right. Takanta di Sura, Lokatani. Tashma, מי שהניח עירובי תפשילין, הרי זה עופר, מבשל ומתמין, ואם רוצה לאכול את עירובו, הרשות בידו, אכלו עד שלא עפר, עד שלא יתמין, הרי זה לא יופר ולא יבשר ולא יתמין, לא לא, ולא לאחרים, ולא אחרים אופן מבשלים לו, אבל מבשל הוא ליום טוב, ואם הותיר, הותיר לשבת, ובבד שלא יערים, ואם הערים אסור. אומר רבשי, that doesn't prove anything. That's הרמה, הרמה כאמת. שייני הרמה דאך מירו ברבנן, תווי ממזיד, but it's possible that if he purposely cooked without an air, it would be מותר. נחרא יצחק אמר, how many perhaps, חנניה, יעלים לבית שמי, was very machner, on Erevin, Titania. חנניה אומר, that בית שמי אומרים, אין אופין אלים כן עירב בפת, אין מבשלים אלים כן עירב בתפשיל, אין תומנים אלים כן היו חמים תמונים ערב יום טוב, ובית הלל אומרים, הערב בתפשיל אחד, ועושה בו כל צורכו. תודה. המעשר פירותיו בשבת בשוגג יאכל, במסיד לא יאכל. So here too, no. Lo tzrich ditei peri achrin. And we're asking, what if that's all the food you have? Toshma, ha-matbil keilav b'shabbat, b'shogeg yishtamesh ben b'mezid lo yishtamesh ben. So here too, you're over nisi d'rabbanan. No, because it could be, lo tzrich ditei mani achrin, and therefore don't use them, borrow keilim. But how are you going to borrow food? Inami, efshe b'sheela, either you have your own, or you could borrow. Toshma mevashel b'shabbat b'shogeg yochal b'mezid lo yochal. Well, obviously, that's an Isur d'oraita. Isur d'shabbat is chomer and therefore shayni. Beit Shammai umrim shnei tavshilin. Matnitin de lo ki haitan. And the Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Mudim Beit Shammai o Beit Hillel al shnei tavshilin shetzarich. Amanech laku al dagu beitzah shalav shebeit Shammai umrim. This is shnei tavshilin. O Beit Hillel umrim this tavshil achat. Vishavim shiim pirper beitzah. ונתן לתוך הדג, או שרסה כפלוטות, ונתן לתוך הגג, שהם שני תפשילים. אומר רב הילכתה כתנא קמא, כתנא דידן, על ליבא דבית הלל. אוכלו או שעבד, הרי זה לא יבשל עליו. הרבי הנקטינה, התחיל בעיסתו, and then come along one of the kids and eat up the ערב, that still gomer, and complete the baking. Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. We got up to Tana Rabbanan, one line down. Tana Rabbanan, Yom Tov Shechal Li Yais B'Shab. How about if Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos? Beit Shabbai Yomim Mitzvah Shemone. You add an additional special bracha for Yom Tov instead of the Tvila Sheva, which we do for Shabbos, or Tvila Sheva, which we do for Yom Tov. You add a middle bracha for Shabbos. Ve'omer Shel Sheva, Bifnei Atzma V'Shel Yom Tov Bifnei Atzma. So you have to say two separate brachas. In other words, you say the Mekadosh HaShabbos, and then you say another bracha, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim, and that way you're Yotze both. No. You say always only seven brachas. The first three, which we always say. The last three, which we always say. The middle bracha, matchil b'shel Shabbat. You start by saying the inyanim of Shabbat. Misayim b'shel Shabbat. Then you end, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat. V'omer Kedushat Hayom B'emtza. In the middle, you say, V'titen Lodo Esyoim Chagasu Kesas Etzon Etzol. But you don't add in the bracha, Mekadesh Yisrael V'azmanim. You only, Mekadesh HaShabbat Yisrael V'azmanim. You only say Mekadesh HaShabbat. Rabbi Omer, Avchotein. Not true. You have to also conclude the bracha with Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael Vazman, which is, of course, the way we do it. Now, Tana, who was saying over this machlokas, the price in front of Ravina, so he was explaining Rebbe, but he said it wrong. And he said that you're supposed to conclude with Mekadesh Yisrael Vashabbat Vazmanim, which, of course, is the wrong order. So the Ravina said to him, Omalei Otu Shabbat Yisrael Mekadshiloi. Why are you saying Mekadesh Yisrael Vashabbat? Yisrael is not part of the Kedushat Shabbat. Shabbos Mekat Shabbat Kaima. The Kedush of Shabbat came first in the Bria. It has nothing to do with whether Yisrael is Mekadesh the Zmanim or not. So what you say is Mekadesh HaShabbat first. And that stands on its own. Then Yisrael will need to be Mekadesh Chadoshim and Shonim to be Kaveh the Zmanim. So then you have Yisrael v'Hazmanim, which was the way Rebbe had said it to Chathila. Om Rebbe Yosef halacha k'Rebbe uchidat Torah tzervina. We paskin indeed like Rebbe, the way that Ravina explained it. Tana Rabba, Shabbat Shechar Liyot B'Rosh Chodesh, or B'Chol HaShomoyed, how about where Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed now is a Shabbos? So Arvit V'Shacharit U'Mincha Mitalev Sheva V'Omer Me'en HaMe'ora Be'Avodah. So you say the normal tefillah, well, you always would have said it, and then you add Yalla V'Yomer, basically in Avodah, in Ritzeh. V'im Lo Amar Machzirinotah. But if you didn't say Yalla V'Yomer, then we're machzir to say over Neshvan Ezra, the Sheva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer, this is Rabbi Eliezer Sheet also, the Gabi Havdolah, that we don't say it in Avodah, we say it in Hoda'ah. Same way that when we say Al HaNisim, we say it in Hoda'ah, we also say the Yalla V'Yomer in Hoda'ah. Ube Musafim. How about in the Korban Musaf, where we have the separate Musaf of the Shabbos and the separate Musaf of Rosh Chodesh? What do we do then? Matchil B'Shel Shabbat, Umisayim B'Shel Shabbat, V'Omer Kedushat Hayom Be'emtza, and we don't mention, according to the Tana Kama, we don't mention in the Brocha the Kedusha of the Yom. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Reb Yishmo, Benosh, Reb Yochanan ben Brocha, Omrim, Kol Makom Shuhuzkak L'Sheva, wherever we have only a Tvilat Sheva, even, forget about Musaf, even Arvit, Shacharit, U'Mincha, we also don't say anything about the day. We're Matril B'Shal Shabbat, we're Misayim B'Shal Shabbat, but we mention in the Vatiten Lono Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom Chag, and so on. And that's all. Omer Avuna, Ein Halacha Koto Hazu. We do not paskin that way. We paskin the way the Tana Kama says, namely, that in other words, you're supposed to say Arvi Shachris U'Mincha, you say the Yalla V'Yavo. However, Tosus points out, you'll note it's very strange. Wait a second. I mean, why not just say Halacha Tana Kama? Why are you saying Ein Halacha Koto Hazu? Because the Halacha is not like the Tana Kama. Because the Tana Kama was going against Rebbe. Because the Tana Kama said over here that you're Matchil B'Shal Shabbat or Misayim B'Shal Shabbat. That part isn't true, because we paskin like Rebbe that we're Misayim with Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman or Mekadesh Yisrael Vrosh Chodashim, exactly the same way. So you can't really say the halacha is like the Tana Kama. The halacha is only like the Tana Kama in this Nakuda, that the Tana Kama says that Arvei Shachris U'Mincha you say Meina Amor B'Avodah, but we certainly don't say agree with the Tana Kama about what they said L'Gabi the Musaf, because L'Gabi the Musaf they said to ignore the Brocha of the day, just say the Brocha of the Shabbos, which is not true. We say Mekadosh HaShabbos for Rosh Chodeshim. Omer of Chia Barashi Amarav. So now, okay, we had this was a little bit of a tangential discussion because we were talking about the relationship of Shabbos and Yontif. Getting back now, there's the Inyonim of Eruvin Bichlal. So we saw earlier that one of Rav's three psukim is Lagabi, the relationship of Yom Tov L'Chaveira. So here, we also discussed the din of Eruvei Tchumim, and Eruvei Tchumim also Miniach Adam Eruvei Tchumim. Since we hold that the 2 days are mitam sofer, so that means one of them is chol, one of them is kodesh. So why can't you make your eruv tchumim here we're talking about, and you make it tonight, and you say if really today isn't yontif, so then I want to be kaveya my eruv in such and such a place. If it's yontif, forget it for legabi Shabbos. Right? So okay. So then you'll say. So in other words, you have over here a Friday Shabbos. A Thursday, Friday, Shabbos situation. So you're trying to define your Eruv Tchumim. So if today is Chol, so then I still have plenty of time. Tomorrow is the real Yontif. Then the next day you say, if yesterday was really Yontif, so today is Chol. So then I'm Koveya today, that my Eruv for Shabbos should be there. And that way, Mamonav Shach. Definitely, I mean, one of them was Chol, and on both days you said it. So Mamela, with using that same Eruv that you put down on the first day, so then you're perfectly okay.
That
was, but do it once. Yeah, you do it once. And you make this the Erev, but saying, in other words, ignore what I said yesterday, because that couldn't have made an Erev yesterday, because it was Kodesh. But each day you say, ignore what I'm saying if. When it comes to Erev Tafshilin, of course, it's a little different. Omar Rava, Meniach Adam Erev Tafshilin Miyom Tov L'Chaveira, Umatne. Now, when we say you're Matne on the Erev Tafshilin, of course, it's not the same tonight, because the Erev Tafshilin, you don't have to go over the tonight on the next day, right? Because it's not, you're allowed to. To cook. So you don't have to say there, you're not allowed to do it over here. Right. So you're a master in essentially in the same way. So, Mandi Omar Eruvei Techumim. So now,
if you're ready to make this type of arrangement on the Erev Tchumi and view one day a skull and one day a shadow, so kol shekein eruvei tafshilin, but man di omer eruvei tafshilin, it could be dafken Erev Tafshilin and not eruvei tchumi. That you couldn't make it tonight. Why not? My time. Because lemaisa, what you would be doing is lemikne shvita b'shabata lo. You're not allowed to be kene a mokum, even mitzad hasofik. So als eruvei tafshilin, okay. Eruvei tafshilin, we have a din of the covet of Shabbos and so on. So over there, we were matir. But if you're going to go ahead and do basically an iser, because you're not allowed to be to make kinyonim, you're going to make kinyonim, so that we don't allow you to do. I mean, lemaisa, it's not clear what precisely the iser is. If we're talking about mamish, that you're being over an iser, it's not much by the way Rashi is saying it. In other words, if what we're trying to do is we're saying that by being kena mokum shvis, it's like mekach u'memka, you're not allowed to buy it. So you're now trying to make yourself a place. And I don't have to be mechalek between Shabbos, between Erev Tafshilin and Erev Trumim, because there's no din of making a kinyan when it comes to Erev Tafshilin. Rashi, who's bothered by the problem, and who says that Erev Tafshilin were matir because of the covet of Shabbos, whereas the Erev Trumim, it's not in any covet of Shabbos, is where you want to go. So we're not matir. So obviously he's not learning that the problem is truly Mekach u'Memka, because otherwise why does he have to explain away one or the other? All he's saying is that we don't want to do something that is not what I would have done if it were Yontif. So why am I allowing me to do that when it comes to Shabbat, the covenant of Shabbat? That's the covenant of Shabbat, we're matzah. But it's not mamish that it's a getter of an iser, really, of kinyan, really, according to that.
Where is the kinyan?
Because the way in which an Erev Tchumim works is that a person is essentially buying this tree to be his place where he's going to... I mean, that's why Rashi does it. I mean, what do you mean buying? I'm not really buying. So it's because of its similarity to what you would do with Chol, so it normally wouldn't have been matter. But there are those who learn that it's mamish a getter of similarity to Mekach u'Memka, in which case you don't even have to deal with the question of why it's different than Erev Tafshilin. Erev Tafshilin is nothing, there's no problem. Tana Rabba. Ein ofin miyom tov l'kaveiro. You're not allowed to bake from one day onto to the next. Be'emet amru, nonetheless, 100% clear that mimal'a isha kol ha'kidera basar apapi she'na tzucha lo l'chaticha achat. A woman is allowed to fill up the entire pot with meat, even though she only requires one piece of meat, as far as she knows. Why? Because once already you're cooking the pot, so you cook the whole pot. What's nafkamina? How much meat is in it? Mimale nachtom chavit shel ma'im apapi she'na tzucha lo l'chiton achat. Furthermore, a baker can fill up his water kettle, even though he's only going to need maybe one pitcherful, he can fill up the entire barrel and heat it. Why? Because again, it's the same, you're turning on the gas once. But when it comes to baking, so baking, each loaf of bread has a separate tircha. Make that loaf, you set it up nicely, you put it in, you have to take it down. So over there, you can't say, what's enough kamina, how many? What do you mean? Every one is one that you're going to have to do separately. Over there, you're not allowed to be married.
He's baking for to sell it. Nachum is baking it for...
What's the difference? What he's bringing?
He's allowed to buy kinyonim.
They already bought it from him. Now he's delivering. Well, why not? The kinyonim were done. You're allowed to even buy. You're allowed to go to Makolet on Shabbos and Yontif, as long as you don't mention money. As long as the guy knows.
Somebody ordered 5 loaves of bread.
Go take it. No problem.
But he bakes it on Yontif.
It's got to be fresh. Really? What is? That's the whole point. Is that we're allowing it on Yontif? What's that? I mean, if it's the
For yourself, you bake.
I'm in the business of chesed, of providing you with what's with you? You live in a rova. You live in a rova. You see, people have businesses over here. They're not making a dime. They do it so that people in the rova should have the Mr. Langer sits there so that people should be able to buy a bulb every once in a while. Right? I mean, the guy sits in the post office and people should be able to buy a stamp. I mean, you're questioning over here. But seriously, there's no nafkamina whether it's a business. It's the same idea. I'm supplying food for Yontav. I'm allowed to bake it on Yontav. Reb Shimon ben Elazar omer, mimala isha kol atanur pat, mipnei shapat nafet yafa bizman shatanur male. Notice he doesn't say nachton. He says a woman, householder, can fill up the entire oven with bread. Why? Because there, since she has a small oven, by filling it up with bread, the heat is well dispersed. Whereas like this, there's a lot of air in the oven, so it doesn't bake as well. Here, the heat remains in the oven. When it comes to a nachtom who has an enormous oven, it doesn't make an afkamina. Therefore, it doesn't say it by the nut. This is very negir lahalach, because in our ovens where we don't have a path and stick it on the sides and so on. So in Achinami it could be like a nachna. So here it's because it actually helps the one that you need, so you're allowed to actually fill up the entire oven. Omar Rava halacha kirabi Shimon ben Elazar. Okay, this is very, very negir, many issues this day, because here what it's saying is that if you're marbe b'shiurim, then it's okay. I mean, we know when it comes to Shabbos where you have kuach nefesh, somebody is sick and so on, and there is not so much, you're allowed to add, but you're allowed, because you're cooking one pot, so therefore you're allowed to add more because of the same tircha anyway. So there mechalek. Tosis here also mentions it. Ron as well discusses it at length, that where it comes to Shabbos, be'etzem the malacha remains us. So we're only being deichet mitzerach techeila. When you're being deichet the malacha, you can't say that it's heter gomor and therefore who cares? Put it as much as you want. But where it comes to ochel nefesh on yontif, they're never asked. They never asked it. We don't have to worry this much, that much, and so on. As long as it's something that is mutter because of tzarach ochel nefesh, so it's mutter to add as well. No. That was the afi of the pot for each piece separate. No, very definitely not. That was what the whole sugya just finished. When you're cooking one container, it doesn't matter how much is in the container. When you're baking bread, each piece, each bread has to be separate, a separate tircha. You weren't listening?
I was listening.
So why only now? Why didn't you ask before? Okay, fine. I just finished. Okay.
Now, it seems to me that the amount of food in a pot actually makes a difference also, because I know you're cooking a soup, a small soup, what can you put in a few minutes, it doesn't work out better, not because of me, but because it's
but we don't, maybe it does and maybe it doesn't, but it's irrelevant because it's the same tircha. It's irrelevant. We don't need for it to come out better. We're being matir as much as you want, no matter. When you're doing one act, you could do that act no matter how much is in it. Whether it's better or not better, it's irrelevant. When you're doing separate acts, you could only do what's necessary. Unless it makes it better, then it's necessary because it makes it better. But you wouldn't need for making it better in a kedera, because that's one act. Good?
Yeah,
Alright, anyway, let's continue. This has a lot of applications. One of the cutest applications comes up in an old tshuva by Reb Meisher, in which those were the early days in which people believed that smoking was healthy. So in those days they were matir smoking on yontif because of the poskim aren't matir anymore. People do it with iser, but the most poskim hold it iser gomer. Absolutely, hold it iser. So in any event, so in the early days, Rav Meisher was matir smoke. So he had two interesting shilas. One shila is, if a guy is going to be smoking on yontif, he knows he only smokes half a pack a day. Does he have a right to carry around a pack of cigarettes? Because he's carrying it around shaloi l'tzarech. So based on this sugya, it's mutter to be marba. Once you carry it, it's a safe tirch to carry this much, carry that much. What's enough? So you can carry the whole pack. But someone else who asked him, is he allowed to carry, he needs a key for his house. Lamaisa, on the same key ring, he also has a key to his garage, which he's not going to be using. So he doesn't need to get into the garage at all. So can he carry the whole key ring, or does he have to take dafka that key? The Meisher told me he has to take dafka that key. He can't carry the key ring. Why? Because the din over here about being marpe, because of tzarech echol nefesh, is only where it's at least possible that it can be used on yontif. So therefore, the cigarettes, and maybe you'll smoke more, mela, but you're not going to use the car on yontif. So therefore, it's not considered to be stam marba b'shiur. Now that lamaisa is dependent in the machlokas rishonim about how to learn the relationship of cooking for chayla on Shabbat to here. In other words, if you learn, like the Ron just said, that it's heter gomer, so if it's heter gomer, you may not need to come on to this. It's very interesting. I mean, there's those who were chayla on Reb Meisher on this from before him. I mean, in the Kevet Shiurim, it discusses it before the Shailavri came up by Reb Meisher. According to the Ron, it shouldn't be, because heter gomer means you don't have to worry about it. Reb Meisher said it even according to the Ron. He held it that nonetheless, heter gomer means if there's some shaykh, the tzarech echol nefesh. Again, it's interesting. Very, very nagelamais. The next piece is also very nagelamais. Iboil. Misha lohi niach eruve tafshir. Somebody didn't leave over an eruv. So what's the halach? Hu ne'esar v'kimcho ne'esar? Or dilma hu ne'esar v'ein kimcho ne'esar? What happens over here? Is it that he's not allowed to cook and to bake? Or is it that, and that, is it more than that? Is that he is not allowed to cook and bake, nor are the things which he has allowed to be baked? L'may nafkamina, what's the nafkamina between the two approaches? L'aknuyakim chalacher? Can he, or does he have, that's actually a machlokas Rashi does. Rashi learned, does he have to give over his kemach as a gift to someone else who can then bake for him? Or can someone bake for him with his own kemach? That's the shayla. So, tzorech l'aknuyakim chalacherim or not? So, I amet hu ne'esar v'kim chol ne'esar. If you hold that his kemach is also usher, then tzorech l'aknuyakim chalacherim, you'd have to give the kemach to somebody else. V'i amet hu ne'esar v'inkim chol ne'esar, so then he could just ask somebody else to bake for it. And lo tzorech l'aknuyakim chalacher. Ma, what's the din? Now, Tosus doesn't like that approach, and he changes the gears, because he says, if kimcho ne'esar, what good is it to give it to somebody else? Is it the meaning of kimcho ne'esar that it's usher for this kemach to be baked on Yantav? So if that's the case, how is he going to? He's going to get rid of the yisr by giving it to somebody else? How can he get rid of the yisr? In other words, he understood the din of kimcho ne'esar completely differently than Rashi. Rashi's understanding kimcho ne'esar is a pshat, that this person cannot have from his kemach afia for Shabbat. Not that there's an isra on the kemach which would apply to other people. Mashem Kentosis learns kimcho ne'esar means that literally there's an isra. The Rabbanim made the isra not only on the person, but also on his things. So therefore, Tosis has to change now the whole way of reading this, and he brings that Einachinami, the Bahag, clearly had a different gears in the Sugya, which is Iyamrit Einesar, that who ne'esar ve'ein kimcho ne'esar. So then Motsui likely is able to give his kemach to somebody else to do it for him. So it helps. But if you hold hu ne'esar v'kim kol ne'esar, then it doesn't help. Lo matzi l'akdi, then he can't give it over to somebody else. Completely different way of learning. In the Raya, he also has to change, because here, in our gears, it fits only according to Rashi. Toshma, mi shaloi niach eruv tafshilin, areze lo yofer v'lo yivashel v'lo yatmin. Such a person cannot, on yontiv, bake, cook, or even put aside do hatmana for Shabbos that's coming. Lo v'lo la'achirim. He can't do it for himself. He can't do it for others. V'lo achirim ofinu mevashlim lo. Nor can others bake or cook for him. So Ketzad Oser, what should he do? Maknekim chol acherim v'ofino mevashlilo. He'd have to give his things to that person, and then the person can make it and have him share it. So Shmamino hu ne'esar v'kimcho ne'esar. So you see that you have to give away the kemach shmamino. That's Rashi's gears, because that proves it according to Rashi. According to Tosis, it proves just the opposite, that it helps to give away his kemach to somebody else, in which case it's a raya that ain't kimcho ne'esar. So the Bahag's gears was indeed Shmamino hu ne'esar. Very, very simple distinction. Different way of learning.
With his product.
Mm-hmm. With his product. Right. Now, halacha l'maisa, how often would such a case come up? This really brings us back to the sugya that we had yesterday, which is somebody who didn't make an Erev Tafshil. What's really the deal not making the Erev Tafshil? So we saw in the Gemara that the case over there by Shmuel was that he called him a B'Sheya and so on. Now, not everybody holds that anybody who doesn't make an Erev Tafshil is called a B'Sheya. There's many Rishonim who understand that only somebody who didn't want to be Samech on the Erev that the Rav Ha'ir was making, but nowadays that everybody is making, and normally he would have made an Erev, and he didn't care enough to make it. So the Gabe that Shmuel said, I don't make for Peshik. But somebody who lechatchila wants to be Samech on the Rav, why can't he be Samech on the Rav? Well, there's something wrong with being Samech on Beferish, the guy is making it for you, so I want to be Samech on it. That should not be a problem. The Mishnah Berurah says that in a case of the Avad, where Lamaisa, you're in a pickle, so you can be samech on that and not view yourself as a Rishia. Because generally speaking, people take that into consideration in the back of their mind. But even somebody who was intending to make an error and was Peshia, there's a lot of machlekes in. When in the Sugya it's mashmal, once you screwed up twice, it's all over. Right? Why? Because you're a Peshia. But it's very interesting. What happens if, after you forgot once, you went ahead and you made an error the next time? Then you forget another time. So you're clearly, it's not the pshat that you're saying, I don't care about the takana thereof, all right. Look at me, I took care of it, there was no problem. So then, why should we call him a peshia just because it's the second time in his life? So Bimele is a peshia. So he failed once again. It was an order with Mitakein. What he had done earlier. So says the Kafachai, such a thing wouldn't be a peshia. It's only if he forgets two times in a row that we'll say the second time. time as a Peshaya. But once he makes an Erev in between, if he forgets again, then he's not considered to be a Peshaya. It's also a big kula. The Orach HaShulchan takes it even further. He says, well, you're going to call Bizman Azer when you're sitting there answering your telephones, and you got no time B'chlal to do anything. Approximately. Everybody is so torrid now. I mean, it's not the brother. The guy is a Peshaya. You can assume everybody is dying to make an Erev, and never got around to it. It's still, you're down to the wires. How do you call such a guy a Peshaya? He says, if his man is ever quality, he wouldn't be a Peshaya. How can you call him a Peshaya? Peshaya is somebody who's whistling down the street, feeling groovy, and not caring about the Erev.
He knows about it, but doesn't
right. Care. There are others also point out that Lemais, if a guy remembers on Erev Yontif, oh God, I didn't make an Erev, and now he doesn't have any time. He's now turning the Shabbos clock the last few minutes, and so on and so forth. So if he hasn't das, okay, I'll be semich on the Rava year. So then for sure there's no problem. Because lechatchila, if before Yontif he's going to be semich, so then it's not a problem at all. Okay, so there's a lot of kulas lemaisa that one can be semich on in a pickle that you shouldn't get into a matzah in which he's going to have to give his kemach away. And so
it's probably and what the kudas are
yeah, exactly. Right.
It's only for the people who've never learned Tarocha and they don't know about Neruf of Shilin, that's why he was a rabbi.
Bichlal. Yeah, well, that was the kilkul that we were talking about yesterday. You know, the kilkul is that people are over and they don't realize. Says the Gibboil, Avar v'Afar, Mai. What would be Lamaisa if somebody didn't make an Erev, wasn't Semech on the Erev it was made for him, and he went ahead and he baked anyway? Can he eat what he baked on Shabbat? Look, I mean, we're looking over here for what could such a person do and still eat on Shabbat. No, on Shabbat. Yeah. He didn't. Yontif, he has no problem. Now, if Lemaisa, if he was Avar V'Afa, he would be allowed to eat it. So then, I mean, if the Tana is looking for possibilities for the guy to have what to eat, he should have mentioned. If Lemaisa, he went ahead, so Lisne Avar V'Afa Mutar. Why doesn't he mention that if he went ahead and he had baked, that Lemaisa could end up eating it? Omer Avada Barmasa, come on. I mean, Tana Takata De Teira Katari Takata. The Tana is interested in telling you what you can do. Beheter is not interested in telling you, well, if you did the Isser, it's okay too. I mean, if I was going to say it like that, he's not looking to tell you if you did an Isser that you'd have what to eat. Tashma Mishe Niach Eruv Tash Eruvei Tavshilin. Somebody who in fact made his Eruv Tavshilin. Areze Ofer Umevasher Umatmin V'Imratzala Cholat Eruvo. If Lamaisa, the guy wants to eat up his Eruv, I mean, nobody is telling him that because he made an Erev, he's not allowed to eat that Erev. If he eats the Erev, he decides he doesn't need food for Shabbos, he's invited out, whatever it is, doesn't intend to do anything on Yom Tov for Shabbos, he eat the Erev, is it right?
Before
Shabbos.
But he can't use
yeah. Right. Obviously, if he ate it before he needed to use it, so then he's not able to do any of the things that he would have been able to do otherwise. Obviously, he's allowed to cook for Yom Tov. If he leaves over, so okay, so then the leftovers he can eat on Shabbat. But don't start playing game and say, well, you know, you never know. Might get like 100 guests tonight. Maybe Rav Schuster will bring everybody over to my house. I better have an extra couple of pots. That's called harom. V'im harim asur. And if you pretended that there was people that were coming and so on, you made more, so then it's awesome. Okay, so you see from here that if you went ahead and you baked, so it would be awesome. Omar Abaye, Omar Vashi, Aromakam, but you can't bring a raya from someone who was marim to someone who was amazing. Because shiny Aromada Achrimu Barabonin Tvemi Mase. The Rabbanon are more machner on someone who is marim, he's being smart, being clever, than someone who bemaze it doesn't is. Why? Because if he's marim, so then others will learn from him. It doesn't look so bad. And he's not going to do tshuva. It's okay. You know, I mean, I thought. You never can tell. I mean, after all. So the guy basically doesn't realize that he did something wrong. Yeah, also my Rebbe used to point out, this was like a big yisurba. Was that, what is that supposed to mean? He married. Lamaisa, did he think guests were coming? No. It's amazing. What's Shani married? hear him when he's fooling other people. I mean, that's a mazid who's trying to cover his mazid. So El of the Pshat is, obviously, that he's fooling himself. So that's the Pshat in HaRoma. He says, if somebody fools himself, will never ever be metaken anything. That's why the Navi says, that's why you have to be punished, because you said, I didn't do anything wrong. If you know you did something wrong, so in the end, you're metaken. But if you keep fooling yourself, that's the worst possible thing. That's where Ra really gets insidious, embedded, right? Because you can't deal with it. It looks like it's kosher. So Mamela, when it comes to HaRoma, we're much more machmer. Somebody went ahead, did it amazing. He knows he did something wrong. People won't learn from him. He knows that he has to be metaken himself. So over there, our question was, what about amazing? And you're bringing me a raya from a case of HaRoma. So okay. Shani HaRoma, Dachmir Barabonet Tzvei Mezi.
So only he knows him.
Remember that I mentioned to you earlier that according to Rabba, where you got a problem of Hachana, not just the Erev for the purposes that were mentioned in our sermon. Our sermon, you were talking about Erev as if it was a new creation, right? Not that there's a D'oraisa involved. According to Rabba, where there's a D'oraisa involved, you run into a completely different issue. And since we pass in Hachana, so we have to lechora worry about it. Because supposing it was almost the end of the day. So the only reason that according to Rabba, we said there's no Isser D'oraisa involved was because of Hayt. But if it's already at the end of the day, it's 5 minutes before the end of Yontif. You're not going to be able to use this under any circumstances on Yontif. So then according to Rabba, it would be an Isser D'oraisa. The Erev wouldn't help, which means that the Erev only helps up until a certain time. And therefore, when you're getting towards the end of Yontif, you have to have already finished everything that you cannot cook based on your Erev Tafshilin all the way up till the end of the day. Because there still needs to be an opening for just in case somebody shows up that you can give him something. But if that's not going to happen, it's going to be finished already at the end of Yontif, so then you're already dealing with the Yontif of the Arise. And indeed, it's brought in the place. People don't realize that one should, that there's minhagim to be mekabel Shabbos earlier because of that. To make sure that the person won't come to be over on the D'oraisa of the Hachana. So that way he'll be finished everything where there's still a Heter of Hayel Lagabi the Yontif. So at least he won't be very interesting. Right, and in this Gemara it doesn't show up because we were going according to all the Shitas that the Erev is a whole new creation.
The other way around, someone better do it later.
Why? What's the value? No. However,
but if he makes the soup, which is clear, the soup he's not going to eat on Yontif. He makes the Shabbos soup on Yontif.
Doesn't matter. But if somebody would come, he would give him the soup. That's the point. So at least he wouldn't be chayev on the malach. It's not that it's mutter, but he wouldn't be chayev. So if that's the case, therefore Rabba says it's okay to have an heir of tafshir. But if you don't even have that, so then you're dealing with his d'oraisa that he would be chayev on the malach. Now you'll notice also another fascinating thing. Mishalo hinia. Third line. Mishiniach eruvei tafshilin. What the heck is eruvei tafshilin? Why do you need more than one eruv tafshilin? Mishiniach eruvei tafshilin areza ofel bevashel matmin. Fascinating. And the question is this. If you learn from the esasher of efu, tafu, right? Tafu, efu, and bishlu bashelu, are those two different dinners? In other words, if I have an eruv that consists of, let's say, a piece of gefilte fish, can I bake bread for Shabbat? Can I only make things that are boiled, because it's two separate Ramazan and the Pasuk, right? So according to that, a ruvei tafshilin, somebody left a ruvei tafshilin, meaning he put aside a piece of bread for baking, he put aside a piece of gefilte fish for cooking. Hareza ofel mevashel umatmi. But if he hadn't made both of them, he'd only done one or the other, then he couldn't do both. He couldn't be ofer, and so on. Now, according to that, it would mean that the whole discussion throughout the sugya of tafshilecha, of shnei tafshilin, is only lagabe cooking, not lagabe baking. But lagabe baking, you'd have to set aside also a piece of bread. Now that's fascinating, and that is a machlokas to Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri here. Rabbeinu Tam says the whole sugya is talking about cooking. But if you want to bake, then you also have to have bread, that's for sure. And we're not when we were talking, so what consists of, what does the Erev consist of? That was in terms of Bishul, but it's clear that in order to bake, you're going to need to have a piece of bread to bake.
Does that Rabbi Lezerman, in opening the Lalafor,
Yes, as we say, he's making it dependent on that. To which the Rishon says, oh, come on, I mean, that was just, you know, it was just an esmachta. I mean, throughout, how can you say throughout the whole sugi we have a discussion? Now, once did anybody mention, I mean, how could that be? Doesn't discuss it. I'm just pointing out that it's a remit. But nonetheless, the Rishon says, however, never did I have the guts to go against my uncle Halakha in this. And since Rabbeinu Tam said it's also, I just couldn't do it. So Lamaisa, I would always use an Erev with both the pot and with the tafsha, which is what we do because of this. But it's interesting. We learned through all the dinner of Erevin, and the Gemara never mentioned anything about taking a piece of bread. What's more, the dinim of the Kizayis may not apply to the bread. Because in terms of the bread, you're talking about afia for the chashivas of a suda. Maybe you need a kibetza. So there are those who say that you need a kibetza if you want to be over. So a kibetza of pot and a kizayit of tafshu, because the Gemara is only talking about tafshu. It's amazing. Like what doesn't show up, you know, in the action.
Get your grandson to meet
over. Yeah.
Which Tos was it?
The Tos is Omar Rav. Good. Anyway, fascinating.
No possible living separate Eruvim because that's Eruvim.
Yeah, they're two separate Eruvim.
I mean, but no, separately done.
First. That's meaningless. What's that mean?
I don't know.
You make one broken.
What would be the point? Mm-hmm. But what would it mean? How do you make it? What there's no meaning.
One package, make one in another package, and you'd have two separate.
No, Eruvim. I'm trying to teach you something, but yes. You're not paying attention. No, just listen. Things have to mean something. Going through motions that have no implication can't mean anything, halachically. Halacha is mechayev meaning, you understand? An act has to have some type of impact. To do it in separate packages is a meaningless thing. It's simply meaningless. So therefore, that can't be what the shaila is. Does it have to have an ingredient that addresses afiyah and addresses bishul? But the Gemara never talks about just sam. No. Please listen. Please. Okay. So that's one approach, is that Haroma is worse than Mezid, and therefore this is not a Raya. And Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak Amar Hamani Chananya Yi, that actually this is, maybe it would be a Raya, because I don't agree that there's an afkamina between Haroma, but this happens to be a particular sheet of Chananya Alibra Beit Shammai, and he is Machmir in Erev. The Tanya Chananya Omer, Beit Shammai Omrim Eino Fim Elohim Kein Erev Bepat, Vein Mevashlim Elohim Kein Erev Betafshil, Vein Metomnim Elohim Kein whereas Beit Hillel Omrim Ma'arev B'Tafshil Echad Vosebo Kol Tzorcho. So since over here, so again, of course, the Rabbeinu Tam says that means Ose Kol Tzorcho in terms of Atmona and various types of Bishul, but it doesn't mean Afiyah. And that part, the Beis Hillel wasn't arguing in Beit Shammai. But in any event, so according to Chananya's Machmer Neiravin, so according to him, Enochinami B'Mezi, somebody went ahead and was Over on Bishul or Baharama, same thing according to him, would be Yosef, but still can't bring a Raya that if we don't know the Chananya, that would be Yosef. So we need to look for a Raya. Tashma, ame'aser perotav b'Shabbat. Suppose someone was over on the Isser of being metaken his food by taking off Trumas and Maisers. By the way, I don't remember if I mentioned to you that it's not, I think I did, that the Rambam's approach to the whole sugya about, I did mention, yes. to take off Maisers because it's similar to being Magdish, so on and so on. But anyway, so even though normal, I mean, that's the way that it's normally brought to Halakha L'Maisa today, that it's in terms of tikkun. But there's other approaches. That it's not stam gzeira metakin, but that it's a getter of once we asr being magdish, which is also part of mekachu memkar and so on. So we asred taking off inyanim of kedusha, trumas and maestras. It's a type of kodesh, trumas. Magdish is giving something to hegdish. I give something when I take off trumas. It's like I'm making it a hegdish. It's a type of hegdish. Not because of tikkun mon. Yeah.
Levi is
Makim
and takes his Trumas Rishon.
His Maisa
Rishon.
His Maisa Rishon.
From the
Kri.
Now, someone has to give him a Gedolah.
Here. Him.
The Levi?
On his piece, he'll have to give.
That's Trumas Maisa.
No, he'll have to give both Truma and then Trumas Maisa on his piece.
Yeah. And on the rest of the cream of all rice.
Whoever's going to eat it, we'll take it. He has responsibility. It's like he bought that. He takes off of what he bought. So here it says, if you went ahead and you were over and you took off Maaser on Shabbos, if you did it b'shogeg yochal, b'mezid lo yochal. So you see from here that even though you were going to be mevatel now oinek Shabbos, because you won't have Richie, you won't have Peiret, so nonetheless, the Rabbanan said, if you went ahead and were over, too bad on your oinek Shabbos. So if that's the case, they would say the same thing over here. If you went ahead and you were over and cooked without an Erev, so we'll have to be mevatel your oinek Shabbos. There's a great deal to be said for that. So Lo Tzricha, says the Gemara, that doesn't prove anything. How do we know that it's being matir bittul of oinek Shabbos? Maybe the guy has plenty of other peiros to eat. Does it say this is all he had to eat? Lo Tzricha, these say peiri achrine. So you can't bring a raya from here that we would be mevatel the etzem oinek Shabbos to tell me that therefore I should be mevatel. I can't cook anything for my Shabbos. Toshma hamatvil kelav b'Shabbos b'shogeg yishtamesh v'hem b'mezid lo yishtamesh v'hem. How about someone was over on the iser of being tevel his kelim in a minute. And over there, it's also, it's near a kimitakein, type of tikkun manis. Rabbanan Asr, and he went ahead and he did it. So it says, Rabbanan lo yishtamish. Mashma, that he's not going to be able to have his food on Shabbos. No. Maybe it's talking about over there, that he has other kelim that he can use. Inami efshe b'sheila. You can always borrow Kalin, but you can't necessarily borrow food. I mean, who says that people have enough food to be able to give you that you should eat and they'll have enough for themselves? Kalin is not a problem. They finish eating. They'll lend you their Kalin. What's the big deal? So that's not a right. Tashma, hamavashal b'shabbos b'shogeg yochal b'mezid lo yochal. So here it says if you cooked on Shabbos, you can't eat it. No, isur the Shabbos shine it. Obviously. Bishol on Shabbos itself is an isur skila. I understand that over there we give a knas for mezid. But to be over on a fia on Shabbos, on Yontif for Shabbos, which is only an Issur Rabbanon that we made up because of Kovet Shabbos, because of Kovet Yontif. No, who's to say that the Rabbanon were willing to endanger your Eretz Shabbos for that? Beit Shammai Omrim Shnei Tavshilin, and so
on. You can't eat it on Shabbos.
What?
If you cook it on Shabbos, b'shogeg, you can't eat it on Shabbos.
Can't eat it on Shabbos.
B'shogeg.
Yeah, there's a three-way machlokas in Chulin. There's three sheets. We'll have to review when we get there very soon. Yeah. All right. So the next thing we add in the Mishnah, Beit Shammai Omrim Shnei Tavshilin. Okay, two Tavshilin, but everybody is made that if you have fish with a little bit of egg that you put over the fish, so then that's already considered to be Shnei Tavshilin. That's what our Mishnah says. Clearly then, Matznitid Okay, hi, our mission is not going according to the following version of the Machlokas Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Modim Beit Shammai or Beit Hillel, Al Shnei Tavshilin Shetzarich. Everybody is made, including Beit Hillel, that you need two Tavshilin. The Machlokas is what's considered to be Shnei Tavshilin. Alma Nechleku Al Dagu Beit Shalav. The Machlokas over here is whether a fish with some pasted on egg is considered to be Shnei Tavshilin. Shebeit Shammai. Which does not mean what it seems to me, but which means you still need Shnei Tavshilin. Don't try playing games with that egg. Yeah. Which Tosha says, ah, come on, how does it mean that? So he has a different gears, of course, and he says it has to, not he has a different gears, so he insists that we need to be gears differently, and that Beit Shammai says, Tavshil Echad, meaning Dagu Beitza is Tavshil Echad. And Beit Hillel Omrim, again, our version is Beit Hillel Omrim, Tavshil Echad, that's enough. You don't need more than this.
But why do you need to say Tavshilin? Why do you need to say Tavshilin for Beit Shammai?
For the Chashivas of the Erev. That was always. I mean, that's not no game. But once it's Chashivas, this is not Chashiv, he says. Since I need to show that I want money off of the Shabbat, so I should have to. V'shavim, but they're moda. And again, this, in other words, you see the way that our Mishnah and the Braita are similar, except the Braita has added one level of Chumrah. V'shavim shim pirper beitza. V'natan letoch hadar. They're moda that if you took, let's say, a hard egg, and now you chop up that egg, and they put that, now you fill the fish, so now you have a huh? No, you filled the fish.
build the fish.
That's right. So now it's filled with egg, not only with the two types of fish. They use the nice schmackig fish.
It's with egg on top.
No. You have the fish, and in the middle, it was filled with the ground fish. So the fish itself was filled with the filling. That's gefilte fish. What became gefilte fish afterwards was just to take the gefil of the fish and make that the gefilte fish. Everything is done now.
By the way, speaking
to our president, the big shaila whether you could use herring for your eruv. But we saw before that the cover itself is not considered to be tafshin. You needed to have that the goy should also cook it. Mash, but that kovach is not considered to be. Yeah. Okay, but both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are made that if you chop up an egg and you put it in the duck, or shiratzak kaplutot, or maybe you cut up some leek with a tain latoch hadak. It's very interesting, though, that you see from here that gefilte fish is mamash beginyan. We should use dafka the simen for the covered of the monais of Shabbos, gefilte fish.
With whatever. A whole fish.
Huh?
A whole fish.
No, but it has to be filled with something chopped. That's the pshat, which must be the marker of the whole Indian of it. You need to have a...
I thought there was an issue that you don't have ends up having bones
again. Yeah, of course. But Lamaisa, this is an amazing realm. Because the real gefilte fish, you didn't solve the bone problem.
Still
had the bone on the outside. It's just the way that they do it today. So if you Lamaisa filled the fish with something else, they're made a shame shnei tafshilim. Omar Rava Hilchus HaKetana Didan Aliba Debeit Hillel. So we paskin like our Tana, and not like this Brisa, so that Beis Hillel holds only one Tafshil, and indeed that's how we paskin, one Tafshil is enough. Of course, depending on the Machlokas, the Ran and the Ri, as to whether that means only for cooking or whether it means even for baking. Ochlo, Osha Avad, if you ate up your Eruv, Areza Lo Yavashel Alav, Omar Abaye, nonetheless Naktina, we do take normative approach, is that Hitchil Be'isatov, Nechal Eruvo Gomer, that once you already started to do what it was you were doing for Shabbos based on the Eruv, then even though you ate up the Eruv in between, you can continue to complete what it was that you had begun.
You can have your Eruv when you...
Yud Zayin, Tana Rabba. Yom Tov Shechal Yot V'Shabbat Beit Shammai Omrim Mitbalel Shmoneh V'Omer Shal Shabbat B'fnei Atzmah V'Shal Yom Tov B'fnei Atzmah Separate Brachot Beit Hillel Omrim Mitbalel Sheva Matchil B'Shal Shabbat V'Sayim B'Shal Shabbat. You don't say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim either, only Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Omer Kedushat HaYom B'Emtza V'Atiten Lanu Eschak Sukkot Hazeh. So Rabbi Omer, no, even the Chatima goes Mekadosh HaShabbat V'Yisrael V'Azmanim Toni Tana Kamei L'Revina Mekadosh Yisrael V'Shabbat V'Azmanim. Amalei, no, that's wrong. Go to Shabbat Yisrael Mekadosh. Why should you say first Mekadosh Yisrael? Or Shabbos Mekadosh Vekayim. Ela Eima Mekadosh Shabbat Yisrael Veazmanim. Om Rev Yosef Alocha Karevi Uchidatore Tzervina. Tan Rabbanu Shabbat Shechaliot Rosh Chodesh Bechol Shomoy. Arvit V'Shacharit Mincha Mitpelel Sheva. Ve'omer Bein Amor Be'Avoda Yal V'Yov. Ve'im Lo Amar Machzirinoto. Rav Eliezer says Yal V'Yov is said in Hoda'a. B'Musafim Matchil B'Shal Shabbat. Misayim B'Shal Shabbat. Ve'omer קדושת היום באמצע. רב שמע בגמליאל ורבי ישמעו בן אשר ביוחנן וברוקה אומרים כל מקום שהוזכק לשבע you always just are מתחיל בשל שבת מסיים בשל שבת ואומר קדושת היום באמצע. אומר רבונה אין הלכה כאותו הזוג but not like the Tana Kama either because we need to mention even in the Siyam HaBrocha like Rebbe says יבקדש השבת ישראל והזמנים. אומר רבי הברשי אמרה מניח אדם עירובי תחומים מיום טוב לחברו ומתנה. אומר רבה מניח אדם עירובי תפשיל מיום טוב לחברו ומתנה. סומן דיומר עירובי תחומים כל שכן עירובי תפשילין. מן דיומר עירובי תפשילין אבל עירובי תחומים לא. מתי מדל מקדש שביתה בשבת לא. תודה רבה. אין אופי מיום טוב לחברו. באמת אמרו ממעלה אישה כל הגדרה בשר. אף על פי שאינה צריכה לה לחתיכה אחת. ממלא נחתום חבית של מים אף על פי שאינה צריכה לה לקטון אחד. אבל לאפות אינו אופי לה מה שצריך לה. רבי שמעון בן אלעזר אומר ממלא אישה כל התנור פת. מפני שהפת נאפית יפה בזמן שהתנור מלא. אומר רבה הלוך רב שבן אלעזר. היבוי. מי שלא הניח עירוב את תפשיל. הוא נאסר וכמכו נאסר. או דילמה הוא נאסר ואין כמכו נאסר. למה נפקא מינה? להקריא כמכו לאחרים. אי אמרת הוא נאסר וכמכו נאסר. צריך להקריא כמכו לאחרים. ואי אמרת הוא נאסר ואין כמכו נאסר. לא צריך להקריא כמכו לאחרים. Remember the Bahag's Girsa is Motzi like Ruya Kimchol Acherim, not sorry, those doesn't help or not. Tashma, Mi Shaloi Niach Eruve Tavshilin, Arezu Lo Yofer, Velo Yavasher, Velo Yatmin, Lo Lo, Velo Acherim, Velo Acherim Ofinum Vashlin Lo, Kitzad Ose, Makna Kimchol Acherim, Ofinum Vashlin Lo. Shmamina, Hu Nesar Vekimcho Nesar Shmamina, or according to Tosfos, the Bahag's Girsa, Shmamina, Hu Nesar Vein Kimcho Nesar Shmamina. Yibor, Ovar Veafama, Tashma, Mi Shaloi Niach Eruve Tavshilin, Kitzad Ose, Makna Kimchol Acherim, Vacherim Ofinum Vashlin Lo. Ve'ita, that he could even eat what he had been over on. So litne avar ve'afamutar. Amre vada barbata. Tana takata de tera katoni. Takata disura lo katoni. Tashma, nishi niach elu ve'tafshilin. Areza ofel ve'vashelu matmin. Ve'im ratza le'achol et eru vore. Should be adult. Ach lo ad shelo afa, o ad shelo yitmin. Areza lo yofer, ve'lo yavasher, ve'lo yatmin. Lo lo ve'lo achirin. Ve'lo achirin ofina ve'vashlim lo. Avo me'vashelu lo yom tov. Ve'lo tiro tiro lo shabbat. Ve'vat shelo yarim. Ve'me'arim asur. Omre vashi haroma kamret. What's the riot from there? Shani aroma dachmir rabbanat vevi meis. Rav Nachubar Yitzchak Omar. Omani chanani yali b'nevei chomai. Detani chanani omre b'nevei chomai. Omre min ofid elin keni reit b'pad. En b'vashu milin keni reit b'tafshil. En toni milin keno yuchamin tmuni meir av yom tov. U'beit ilel omre ma'arev b'tafshil echad v'aseh bo kol zochon. Tashma ha'maser perotav b'shabbat b'shogeg yocham b'mezid lo yocham. That's no raya. Lo tzrich nidlei perach rinik. Tashma ha'matpil kelav b'shabbat b'shogeg ishtamesh ben b'mezid lo ishtamesh ben. Lo tzrich nidlei mani achri. Inami. Burns kelim efshe b'sheila. Which is not necessarily true by food. Tashma ha'mavasher b'shabbat b'shogeg yochal b'mezid lo yochal. Yisru de Shabbos obviously is more chomer. Shine. Beit Shammai omrim shnei tafshilin. So masnitz lo gaitar at the tanya. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar modim beit Shammai o beit Hillel. For sure you need shnei tafshilin. Sorry. Al manechuko on what they are. Al dago beitzar shalav. She beit Shammai omrim shnei tafshilin are still needed. U beit Hillel omrim tafshil achat serves the purpose of both here. V'shavim she'im pirper beitzah v'natan l'toch hadag. O sherasak kaplutot v'natan l'toch hadag. She'in shnei tafshilin. Omer Rava hilchata ketan adidan aliba de beit Hillel. Och lo shavad arezo lo yivashel alav. Om Rabbi enak tinan. Yitchil be'isato v'nechal eruvo. Gomer.